Well, good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. This Monday, the 26th day of January, of course, Australia Day. Hope everyone's having will have a great day. Sports headlines: Herald Sun Melbourne, Daily Telegraph Sydney, Courier Mail Brisbane. It's all about the tennis and the Aussie Open, with Alcaraz awaits as Aussie Alex de Minaur sets up a quarter-final date with world number one. And, of course, can Alex conquer his quarter-final blues? Let's see what happens. But to me, biggest sports story of the week, and it could only happen in Australia, was yesterday when Aussie cyclist Jay Vine was taken out by a kangaroo midway through stage six of the Tour Down Under cycling event in South Australia. With 100 kilometres remaining of the 170 kilometre stage, kangaroo caused chaos, taking out the race leader and a handful of others on the circuit around Stirling. Vine was able to remount and, after a quick bike change, was back on his way and went on to claim his second career title. Kangaroo, unfortunately, was in distress and was euthanised due to its injuries. And as we said, it could only happen in Australia. Elsewhere in sport, in baseball, well, the Australian Baseball Championship Series was completed over the weekend, the best of three between the Sydney Blue Sox and Adelaide. Adelaide finished winning the title 2-1. Taking the last game 6-2, so they've claimed the famous Claxton Shield for the third time in four seasons. Giants Devon Saltimbane was the series player of the most valuable player. In the NFL, well, the championship playoffs, the LA Rams will take on Seattle and the New England will take on Denver. The two winners will play in the Super Bowl on the 8th of February, but there will be a noticeable absentee because US President Donald Trump won't be attending, as he says the venue in Northern California is just too far away. Who said sports and politics don't mix? In tennis, well, the Aussie Open. In the men's singles, well, 11 Aussie men started, 5 into the round 2, and of course, as we said, Alex de Minaur into the quarterfinals after he defeated world number 10 Alex Bublik in just over 90 minutes yesterday. And as we said, his reward now plays world number 1 Carlos Alcaraz, who he has not beaten in 5 matches. But the Demon is firing. Can't wait, because he'll give it 120%. But before that, tonight, on centre court, in the women's singles, we had 10 Aussie women started, 6 into round 2, but qualified WA's Madison Inglis is through to round 4 after Naomi Osaka withdrew from her round 3 match. Again, interesting, Madison's reward is she'll take on number 2, Iga Swiatek. And of course, Arianna Sabalenka and Iva Jovic, Coco Gauff, all through to the quarters. And interesting to see, still plenty of action. Men's doubles, women's doubles and mixed doubles, Aussies there. So let's hope they can continue on their winning way. In the junior boys and the junior girls open draw, we've got 4 boys into round 2 and 4 girls into round 2 as well. So very promising future for those young tennis players. Let's hope they can continue. And well done to all Queenslanders involved in the Aussie Tennis Open 2026. Well done. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. And in cricket, well, the men's Big Bash League final yesterday in Perth. Well, the Perth Scorchers literally scorched the Sydney Sixers by 6 wickets, 4 for 133 to 132, with Scorchers David Payne player of the match after he took 3 for 18 off 4 overs. Mitch Marsh scored 44 off 43. And he helped Perth claim the sixth title in 15 seasons in front of 55,000 fans. In the Under-19 Men's World Cup, one-day cup there, over in Namibia, Australia defeated South Africa by 6 wickets yesterday, and they're now into the next round against the West Indies on Thursday. And the Aussie men, they'll take on Pakistan in 3 T20 series starting on Thursday in Lahore as a lead-up to the men's World T20 Cup, which starts on the 7th of February in India and Sri Lanka. In local cricket, well, men's first grade two-day game concluded Saturday, Caboolture against Nambour. Nambour 172, and in reply, Caboolture were 1 for 28 last weekend, went on to be all out for 243, with Carter Simpson 106 not out. Ethan Walsh took 4 for 40 for Nambour. Next, round 19, another two-dayer starting on the 31st of January. They'll take on Tawantin. Caboolture second on the ladder, Tawantin third, should be a great game. And in the men's second grade, Caboolture third on the ladder. In the senior women, round 8 on the 17th of January was abandoned. Round 8 next Saturday, Caboolture will take on Glasshouse in a T20 match. Caboolture second, Glasshouse fourth, another cracker coming up. In golf, well, congratulations to the summer comp winners at Woodford Golf Club. The overall men's winner, Taj Potter, with 79 points, and then the women was Casey Taylor with 75 points. And good luck to all those involved on the Australia Day four-person Ambrose, which started at 6:45 this morning. And it should be a wonderful day for golf there. Just keep an eye on Jason Day and the PGA over there in California. He's tied for second at the moment. Let's hope he can continue on his winning way. In hockey, well, the Caboolture Cougars Hockey Club, come and try and sign on day next Saturday, 31st of January. Juniors 17 and under from 2 till 3 and seniors 18 and older from 3 till 4. That will be at Lindsay Road Sports Fields at Moray Field. In basketball, round 18, well, the Bullets lost to Melbourne and Cairns lost both of their games. Cairns are 9th on the ladder, Bullets 10th, not a good season. The Bullets will take on the Hawks today in Brisbane and then Adelaide on Wednesday. That's also in Brisbane. The Women's National Basketball League, a bit different story though. Round 15 on Saturday, Townsville defeated the Flyers 78-75 with Abby Ellis 25 points. Now first on the ladder, they'll take on 4th place Capitals at home next Saturday. In soccer, well, round 23 of the EPL, Man United defeated Arsenal 3-2 to reduce Arsenal's lead to only 4 points. Now on the ladder, they're on 50 points. Man City 46, Aston Villa 46 as well, Man United 38 and Chelsea 37. In the Men's A-League on Saturday, the Roar lost 3-2 to Adelaide. Sam Klein and Chris Long goals for the Roar. They're now 6th and I'll take on 2nd place Newcastle next Saturday in Newcastle. And in the women, Friday night, the Roar 3 defeated Canberra 1, and they'll take on Central Coast Mariners on Friday, 4v5. Listeners, that brings us to the end of Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. As we said, have a great day. And next Monday, we'll do a short preview of the Aussie medal chances at the Winter Olympics in Milan, Italy, which will start on Friday, the 6th of February. I'm sure they're all preparing very well for that. Have a great day, listeners. Look forward to your company again next Monday, Monday Sports Roundup.